Talking some basketball here with Chet Hurley over at Milan High School. Lady Cats said they're going to head to Maysville tonight. They'd like to end a little bit of a losing skid here going into their second conference game of the season. Maysville tonight have plans here on being at Atlanta on Tuesday for Milan at Atlanta on KTTN 92.3 FM. Let's find out about the Lady Cats here with Coach Hurley. Coach, it looks like the girls have been competitive here for a few games, but just having trouble getting the win column. Is that kind of the spot that they're at right now?
Yep. We've been a lot better off the last couple of games competing-wise. Just haven't got over that hump. You know, just some growing pains for us right now, and then we kind of expected that a little bit, and hopefully we come out better on the end.
Looks like, you know, this is a good place to start at. Defensively, you haven't given up a whole lot. You know, you gave up 62 to North Shelby. That was kind of a struggle back in the Tri-Rivers Classic, but you've given up anywhere between 30 and 50 the last three games. You know, you keep people in the 40s or even in the 30s, that you figure that eventually you're going to find enough offense start to win some of those games.
Yeah, you know, better defensively. We're getting a little better here and there. Our man-to-man, figuring things out a little bit. We just got a little bit more intensity. We didn't do that against Polo the other night in the first half, and second half we did, and did some lot better things. But yeah, we're just trying to get a little better defensively, and hopefully we can get our offense going.
Well, there are three teams that were generally in a battle to get that, you know, favorite spot in the GRC in the coaches poll preseason. You know, Polo was in that group. Princeton and South Harrison are in that group. You've seen Polo now in person Tuesday, Coach. How good are the Panthers this year?
They're really long and really athletic. They're a solid team, no doubt about it. And if we could have took care of the ball a little bit better in the first half, it might be a little different. We made a little bit of a run, we didn't let them get too far out, but they're very solid. So I expect there be a battle with them, anybody plays them.
Yeah, no question about it. Maysville tonight, you know, if you look at Maysville scores, they certainly have been struggling, and I don't know what they're dealing with as far as, you know, graduation losses or injuries or what they have over there. But you would be the first one to tell your girls, don't look at the scoreboard and just assume this is going to be a W. You got to go out there. You got to earn it.
Definitely. We just kind of took the mindset of let's go concentrate on us and do our stuff better. Compete hard, and we'll let the chips fall on the floor as they come, and we just want to compete and worry about what we're doing.
Did you get the sense, Coach, you know, this isn't the first time you got into Polo and you really struggled in the first half. Do you get the sense that for whatever reason that Milan to Polo trip is just, you know, it's tough to get off the bus and play well as you kind of get ready for another trip to Maysville? You going to, you know, change anything with the road trip plans tonight or no?
Well, I don't know what it is, but we've always struggled going over there. And they've had some good teams. They've got some good players, and so we just got to match intensity. We got to get off the bus. Maybe I got to wake them up a little quicker on the ride over. We got to figure it out, that's for sure. So hopefully we don't have that same problem tonight. Come out with more intensity and get after it.
Yeah, Highway 6 matchup. Let them sleep until Gallatin and then give them that 45 minutes to wake up between Gallatin and Maysville. folks are familiar. I'm familiar with the names that you have on the roster, Coach. Offensively, do you get the feeling that they're close and they just need to kind of figure some things out here on game night to try to get the offense going at a little bit higher level?
Yeah, and I told the girls that the other night. I said, we're really, really close, you know. We're really, really close to being a real good, solid team. And just a few adjustments here and there and score a little bit better. And, you know, that's on me a little bit. I got to put the kids in positions to score. We worked on that a little bit and threw in some different things. And the kids they're just adjusting right now. We feel like we got a good roster that anybody can lead us in scoring and on any given night. So we just got to put them in the best positions to do that.
Yeah, you kind of said what I was thinking. You know, we've had this discussion that with Katie graduated, obviously you have that question of, okay, who's going to step up and kind of have that, you know, I'm going to be a go-to scorer sort of thing. And it sounds like you know, whoever is kind of hot on any given night, that can be challenging. That can be a good thing. The good thing about that is depth-wise, if you get this thing rolling here by, you know, January and February, and you get a lot of people you can roll off the bench, you got a good starting five, depth-wise can be a really good strength for you this year, can it?
Well, we think so. You know, we feel like we got 10 kids that can come in, and we've got kids that kind of mirror each other a little bit. And so when we take a kid out, we've got another kid about the same time of player, and so we don't lose anything. But, you know, we just got to get a little bit better, and everybody's got to understand their role and come out and bring it. That's what we're trying to get to them, you know. Everybody wants to beat us because we beat everybody in the last 3 years. So we got to come out with just a little extra oomph, you know.
Oh, the old payback in the eyes of your opponents. You recognize that look, don't you?
Yep.
Atlanta Tuesday, Coach. It's my first time going over to that gym, and it's been many years since I've covered anything with the Atlanta Hornets. I know their boys beat Green City, so on the boys' side, they're going to be a real good opponent for Andrea's team. Girls, they look like they're 3-4, you know, kind of like you guys. They've had some struggles the last 2 to 3 games. Do you have any sort of scouting report for Tuesday at this point?
I've got a couple of films on them, but I haven't really watched them yet. Try to take one game at a time, but I do know, you know, one of their best players, if not their best players, has been out. I don't think she'd be back until January. And we've seen them this summer a couple times. And, we had a couple battles with them. I think they won one, we won one. So they're a nice team, and you know, the coach does over there a great job in his system, and I know it'll be a battle on their floor. So we're just going to worry about tonight, and we'll start worrying about Atlanta tomorrow.
Well, good plan. At Holiday Hoops, you got a little bit of a wait. You play Thursday the 29th, and you know, I know you've seen Chillicothe down through the years, and as long as Darren Smith has been running that thing, they're deep, they play fast, they're pretty talented, they can shoot the rock, all those things that you expect out of Chillicothe, they have. So they'll be a quality opponent at Holiday Hoops, won't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Coach Smith does a great job. We've seen him this summer, too, and you know, they beat us. It was, you know, they beat by 14, and we were playing a little better then. But we expect a really good team to come out, and so we're going to have to be on our best to compete. So that's just what we're looking at. To hopefully we can come out against them and bring our best and give them a good game and compete against them.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of road games, obviously, early in the conference schedule for Milan. That's going to flip in January. Milan hosts Princeton on January 3rd. Got early plans of being at the border battle, Putnam County at Milan, on Friday, January 6th, and that goes right into the Milan tournament, second week of the new year. Coach, appreciate the time. As always, we'll catch up with you next week. Good luck over at Maysville tonight.
All right, appreciate it, Tom.